did you spot an expression that came up several times? Four, I think it is. It's the expression each other or one another. So we had do not lie to each other, we had bear with each other, forgive one another, and then lastly, teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. And the message that Paul seems to be wanting to get across here is that worship services, like this one, are fundamentally not about us as individuals, a sort of individual to God worship, but they're about worshiping together. They're about worshiping with each other, and specifically about helping one another to worship. So would we say that we come to church to learn? Well, yes, I hope so. But actually, we don't only come to learn. It's clear from this verse, verse 16, that we also come, and that's all of us, not just the people up the front here, but each one of us, we all come to have a part in teaching and in teaching one another. And according to that verse, Paul says that we do this in particular through our singing. We do it through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And we could stop and have a great long debate about which is in which of those three categories, but I don't think that would be very constructive. That isn't necessarily a worthwhile distinction to make. But the important point to note is that there's a rich variety of singing. We sing, in a sense, for different purposes in terms of teaching and admonishing and ministering. So, for example, our singing contains expressions of thankful praise and adoration. It contains creedal statements, statements of what we believe to build up and encourage one another. And it includes prayers, cries of prayer. And I'd say that actually in the three hymns we've got this morning, we've got an example of each of those. So think about our role as we come to worship. It is definitely not one of being spectators, but one in which each of us is a key player. Because as we come to worship, we're all sharing in the task of helping to build up one another into maturity in Christ. And interestingly, this was what Paul expressed as his personal ministry objective a bit earlier on in the letter, chapter 1, verse 28. And it's interesting that we can see here as he gets through the letter that actually this personal ministry objective that he had there, he is setting out for each one of us too, that objective in building one another up into maturity in Christ. Now, bearing in mind that in what you might call normal worldly terms, we should, in theory at least, expect to be a highly disparate group of people, not necessarily inclined to meet together, this might be seen as quite a remarkable challenge. So, in principle, a church congregation would include all nationalities, all races, all classes, certainly lots of different ways of thinking, different ways of approaching things, both genders, and the young and the old, and everything in between. Plenty of diversity then. But there is a vital common thread that brings together this otherwise disparate group of people as we come to worship. And what is that vital common thread? Or perhaps I should say, who is that vital common thread? It's Jesus Christ. He's Jesus Christ. Christ, who is all and who is in all. Christ is that common thread. Yes, in many ways, we will inevitably differ from one another in the things that we like and how we respond to things. But importantly, we share that one key overriding property that we have, Jesus Christ in us, the hope of glory, Jesus Christ, our Saviour and our Lord. And so we're going to be best able to enjoy truly united worship together if we can make sure that we keep Christ at the very centre of our worship. And our Colossians passage covered three particular specific ways in which we can be, should be, Christ-centered. And the first is that we follow the example of Christ in acting towards others as God has acted towards us. Bear with each other and forgive one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And secondly, we're to be ruled, that is, to be governed by the peace of Christ. Christ who brings a wholeness, a harmony, and a unity. And that wholeness, harmony, and unity is then, if you like, to act as like an umpire in the Christian community ruling us. And then thirdly, let the message of Christ or the word of Christ dwell among us richly. That is, let the truth of the gospel shape us, shape everything in us, and in particular, the gospel to be the firm basis for determining both our priorities and our relationships. So the example of Christ, the peace of Christ, and the word of Christ. Right, back to where we began then. How can we summarize why it is that we are here in church this morning and on other Sunday mornings? So first we've got to connect with God through word and worship and prayer, particularly through the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who died for that very purpose, to reconnect us to God, to restore us to right relationship with him. And that gift of restoration is a gift for which we must never forget, including in our worship, never forget to be truly thankful. As the last few verses of our passage will have brought out, we had, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful. Sing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And then whatever you do, do it giving thanks to God the Father. So the core we've got here is that we come to worship with a spirit which is one of thankfulness. That's an outgoing thankfulness, and not with a spirit which is of entitlement, a kind of inward-looking entitlement. And then, as we identified from all the emphasis on one another, our call to worship is one in which other people, rather than ourselves, are at the front of our minds. In that second hymn we had, we sang that biblical principle that it is in giving that we receive. And ultimately, we will find that by focusing on helping each other to worship, that will mean that our own worship will be more genuine, a sense of honouring to God, I think, more fruitful in terms of how it blesses other people, and also more fulfilling for us too as well. And then finally, I think it's worth mentioning that our worship should also be worship, which isn't only good for the 1 hour that it kind of like takes place in, but it's worship which sets us up, all of us up, for whole of life worship, for the other 167 hours of the week. Picking up that last verse of the passage, whatever we do, which is actually quite a lot, we seek to do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as our response of thankfulness to God through him. So then, worship services, we come to connect with God, to build up one another into maturity, and to equip us to live our whole lives for Christ. So with those thoughts in mind, we're now going to break off from me speaking and have about a 10-minute exercise before we move on to communion, in which all of us kind of like work together on this subject. So Simon, if you'd like to start handing out the bits of paper. We're going to be doing some thinking about the Sunday 9 o'clock service. And in particular, the question we're looking at is this service, how can we make this service best aligned with our vision of being a growing community of grace? And by growing, that covers two things. It includes growing our own discipleship as Christians, which we may or may not think that the services are doing. But it also includes growing out into the world, being a church without walls, reaching out, enabling new Christians. And I think we can say, certainly post-COVID, that with numbers having not really come back on board, that that is something we're not doing at the moment, and so we need to think, how do we grow in that sense? Now, just before we get into it, I do want to give a word of reassurance that we're not doing this because we think change is great for change's sake. There is no hidden agenda here, other than explicit agenda of trying to build God's kingdom and grow as a community of grace. So, for example, we're not doing this because Jen is stepping back for a while, and the fact that we've got a joint service in 2 weeks' time is a particular one-off event for the Vision Sunday and is not necessarily connected with what we're doing today. So don't think that we come with any particular preconceptions apart from the fact that we do need to think about how we grow as a community of grace. So we've got this questionnaire evaluation form. As Alex mentioned earlier, if you're online, please do fill this in too. You can access a copy of this form through the Friday email. Now, for this 10 minutes, there's two options, really. You can either sit and fill this in quietly by yourself, take the opportunity of filling it in now, or sit with one other person, perhaps, and talk about it and fill it in. Or, if you think it would be more beneficial and you want to spend more time thinking and talking about it, then we can gather in groups of, let's say, between 4 or 6 people, talk through some of the questions and think about them as a group, and then each individually fill it in afterwards, either directly at the end of the service or after that. One way or the other, we do encourage people to fill these in soon. So if you're not filling it in today, then do please try and complete it within the next week, by next Sunday, or failing that, very shortly afterwards. And you can either return it into the lovely big red pillar box at the back, or if you've gone away and done it at home, you can actually email it, if you like, it's actually Heather at St. Paul's, Dorking. It tells you on the form what email address to put it through to. So please do kind of work on that, we'll spend about 10 minutes on that. Before we do that, I think we just want to commit this exercise and one another in prayer. So, Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being able to worship together, a privilege that doesn't necessarily exist in the same way in some other countries. So we're grateful that we have this opportunity and this freedom. And Lord, we commit to you now as we think and pray and consider together how we best fulfill that vision of being a growing community of grace here within this service on a Sunday morning. Pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom as we talk and as we fill in, and that whatever decisions we end up making would be decisions from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Right, so go ahead, either on your own or form a group. If you need a pen, I think there are some available at the back.